Proclamation number 5778, dated the September 28, 1953. False Christs and Prophets. In the last days the pure truth will be particularly attacked, which is the work of Satan who, being God's adversary, wants to undermine the truth by confusing people's thoughts so that they cannot recognize the truth as such any longer. And his methods and tactics are so well devised that even people whose will does not oppose me often do not want to see the situation clearly, but who could see it if they sincerely only wanted the truth. Especially during the last days, true and deceptive lights will flash at the same time, and a genuine will for truth is necessary in order to be able to differentiate between them, because it will be difficult to understand the matter. Because many false Christs and prophets shall arise, as was foretold, which is also a sign of the end time. From this follows that they will fight in the same manner, that they will therefore present themselves as messengers from above, that they will speak the words of Christ and foretell the future to people, but that they are representatives of the one who fights against the truth, to lead people astray so that they cannot recognize the truth anymore. Thus you don't always have to search for these false Christs and prophets outside of spiritual life, since even the representatives of misguided teachings within the ecclesiastical organizations are false Christs and false prophets, everyone offering vague, misleading explanations as to be included, as well as all those who try to prevent the pure truth from being given to people, hence all those who adhere to distorted teachings and restrict people's freedom of thought by withholding from them what could have a clarifying effect. Everything that isn't true is the work of false Christs and prophets, and to make a distinction irrefutably requires the sincere will for truth, which also has to be willing to surrender what the person has always endorsed, if it does not comply with the truth. Hence you humans can only protect yourselves from the actions of God's adversary during the last days before the end if you place yourselves into the safe hands of God, who is eternal truth, if you pray to Him with sincere will for truth that He should protect you from error and then open your eyes and ears. Then you will emotionally recognize what you should accept or reject. Then false Christs and false prophets will not be able to dazzle you with a deceptive light. Then the rising of a soft glow in your heart will give you reassurance that you live in truth, and then you will also maintain this truth with conviction and support its cause during the last battle on this earth, and you will be true defenders of Christ. Amen.